Hello, this is Pastor Cecil A. Thompson, and this is Blessings from the Heart. The message for today I've entitled Eternal Life in Christ. In John chapter 5, verse 39, we find these words. For as the Father raises up the dead and gives them life, even so the Son gives life to whom he will. It's wonderful to think about life, something that is growing, something that has promise. But in this world in which we live, the things that seem to be alive before very long begin to fade and wither and die. And mankind has been searching since the creation of the world for something that will last, something that is eternal. There's only one thing that is eternal, and that is new life in Christ. He offers it freely because it was paid for by his own dear Son, our Savior and Lord Jesus Christ. He came into this world in order to give himself for our sin. It's not what we do that gives us eternal life. It is what he has done in our behalf. And that has to be received. As a gift is given, it becomes ours only as we unwrap it and receive it and begin to use it. Unfortunately, there are those who might have received a gift of eternal life, but they have never unwrapped it. They never use it. It is tragic. And in fact, sometimes you wonder, and we are not in a position where we ourselves can determine whether a person has received Christ or whether they're going through a show, but the Father knows, the Son knows, the Spirit knows. And this eternal life is received freely. It's not because of what we have done that we deserve eternal life. It's what we need. It's what we must have. It's the only way to have eternal life. It's by receiving a gift, the gift of eternal life through Christ and what he has done. He offers that to any and all who receive it. Jesus, in his earthly ministry, so many times reached out to the bottom of society. Why did he do that? Because they were the ones that reached out and received it willingly. The spiritual leaders of his day felt like they had deserved it because of what they had done. Listen, it's never what we have done. It's always what he has done for us. And we either receive that gift of eternal life or we go on in our own sinful way trying to do things that will please us, please others. But Jesus never has called us to do in order to receive. It's receive and then do. Oh, that we might get that through our mind, that we receive and then we do for him what he calls us to do. Receive that eternal life in Christ today. Begin to use it for the blessing of those around you. Heavenly Father, as we come into your presence, Lord, we want to be more and more like you in everything that we do and all that we say. To those that listen to this message, I pray, Lord, that their hearts might be suddenly warmed by the presence of God, who reaches down and loves us at the point where we need it the most. In hearts that are heavy, I pray that you would lift them up and let them see eternity is there already, and they have walked through the gates of glory by receiving you as their personal Savior and Lord. Guide us and direct us, Lord, and we pray this in Jesus' precious name. Amen. Blessings, dear hearts. Walk with God today and become a blessing. This is Pastor Cecil.
We trust you've enjoyed today's devotional. please forward this devotional on to someone who could use the encouragement. If you aren't currently receiving Pastor Cecil's daily devotionals, you can subscribe by going to dailyevotional.com or pastorcecil.com.